Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Joy to the World, and in part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Christmas is About Worship, from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground.
Christmas time, and we rejoice today that a Savior was born. Let's go back and sing that first verse one more time. Let's get excited. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're not excited enough. You're just not excited enough. This is Christmas. Everybody's to be exciting, to be happy. Amen. Let's go back and sing that last verse, that first verse again, and just get excited about the Lord. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Give the Lord praise in the house today. Amen. Today. Be assured God pays attention to your worship. And He's not listening to excuses. Today He wants real worship from His people. Amen. The wise men came to Herod and said, well, we saw the star in the east and we have come to worship Him. Now, they didn't see a star. They saw His star. Amen. This was, and I really don't think it was any other stars out that night. I think His was the only one. I think it was His star. And if you try today to give a description of God today, to try to make sense of God and to understand totally today, I tell you, I guess you could say in one word, He is light. Light. He is the light of the world. And He's the only light that we have that will make a difference today. When they saw the star, when they saw the star was the light, wasn't it? Then they started to take action and there became a dominance in their life that they wanted to express to the glory of God their worship. See, your worship expresses the glory of God that's in your life. No worship, no glory. Amen. They saw it. The wise men saw it. We don't need a star in the sky. We got a star living within our heart and in our life called the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, let your light so shine before men that they'll see your good works and glorify, glorify, glorify your Father which is in heaven. The bright manifestation of God, and God wants to manifest Himself in your living every day. He wants to want you to show the world, hey, Jesus is real and alive in my living, amen. So when they saw the glory of God, they saw it manifested in the heaven, supernaturally explained and expressed, we find that they said, we will do whatever it takes to go worship Him. Amen. The wise men responded to God's glory. And friend, today the question is, why do we today struggle to worship God? Put Him first. Maybe today we haven't seen His glory. Maybe we're not living for His glory. When you have experienced Him, I'm going to tell you, something's going to happen in your life. You will be overwhelmed by it. This is just not a monthly occasion, once time a year. This is an everyday occasion that you're overwhelmed by Him. When Herod heard these things, the Bible says in Matthew 2, he was troubled. He saw this child as a threat. Come on. Jesus didn't come to establish a earthly kingdom as far as being king, fleshly speaking. He came to be king of your life. Amen. So the wise men wanted to see the King of the Jews. And you know what? Friend, we should desire today to serve Him and to live for Him. Then we look further as we read that Herod gathered the chief priests and he got the scribes demanding that they knew where Jesus was at. And they quoted what you look in the Old Testament, in the book of Micah chapter 5, Christ would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. So they declared that. Do you see? The religious leaders even knew the Bible. The religious today even know the Bible, but they do not know the author. They don't have a relationship with Him. They said His birth was to be in Bethlehem. And friends, today, watch this. These religious leaders, then they had all the education, they had all the training, they had all the expertise, the knowledge, everything. But you know what? They had not gone anywhere with what they have. We know Jesus, but where have we gone with Him today? How are we serving Him? Well, we declare that we're children of the Most High God, then how are you living for Him today? See, it's one thing to declare it with your mouth. It's another thing to walk it with your feet. And we are to walk today. They didn't live for Him. They didn't serve Him today. And the wise men, they've got to come from afar. And you, they made the sacrifice. They didn't have the Bible training. They didn't have everything that was necessary. But you know what they had? They had a desire to see the glory of God. And we need that desire. The religious leaders, they didn't value the Savior. But the wise men valued the Savior. And we need to value Him in our living today. Knowing your Bible isn't enough. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to live it. Folks, listen. We need to not just be religious people. We need to be saved people who are living to the glory of Almighty God. So which one are we today? Are we religious? Are we today really followers of Christ? Are you seeking Jesus or do you just have some type of information about Him? See, they had the information, but they didn't follow Him. That's what the religious leaders, and that's what's wrong with our society today in the ranks of the church. They have the information, but they don't live it. We don't just need the information, we need a relationship. And we need to believe and we need to walk what Christ has done in our hearts and our lives. When you're in trouble, listen, you don't need a law book. You need a lawyer. Amen. Michelle, has anybody ever come down to your office and say, let me read your law books? Now they want to see a lawyer, don't they? Yeah. When you're sick, you don't need to read a medical journal. You need a doctor. Right? You need a person who's just not merely information. You want somebody that's going to help you. Amen. And the reason your worship is worship today is because you have come in contact with God through this Messiah, this child who was born in Bethlehem, who today is seated at the right hand of God the Father, who died on a cross and who arose on the third day, who ascended 40 days later, and who's coming again. Amen. Listen, you don't need bedside Baptists, and today you don't need mattress Methodists. You need Jesus. Some of our folks this morning, they were bedside Baptists. I mean, the bed, the sheets and the pillowcases and the mattress just wrapped itself around them and they couldn't get out. And I tell you, Jesus will set you free if you got a desire, amen? You need Jesus. If you're sick today, you need a healer. If you're sinful today, you need today a deliverer. Today, if you're struggling, you need the Prince of Peace who will give you peace that will surpass all understanding. If you need hope today, you can come to the Rock of Ages, for He is our hope. If you need salvation, you can come to Jesus, hallelujah, and He'll save your soul. And if you need forgiveness, you can come to the Advocate, the one mediator between God and man, and that's the man Christ Jesus. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Emmanuel is there. Amen. Religion will not satisfy you. It just gives you information. Jesus not only gives you information, He gives you inspiration. Amen. Information is no good without involvement. A lot of people have a lot of information about Him, but they don't live on Him. You've got to come to Jesus, and you've got to submit yourself to the Savior. Can I ask you a question as I close this morning? So who's Lord of your life today? Really, who's in charge? Who's the boss? You know, that's a good way to relate it to some terms you can understand. We all know what a boss is. You don't do what the boss tells you to do, what does he tell you? You're fired. We got a much bigger boss than any earthly boss. We got the boss that sits on the universe and tells the sun to rise and to go down. He tells the stars to sparkle. He tells the earth to turn on its axis. And He orchestrates every blessing in our life every day. So you can't come to worship when you're still wanting to call the shots in your life. You've got to give it all over to Him and let Him take over today. At the heart of worship is submission to the divine authority that He possesses. And that's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. It's coming to worship in submission to God. That means you can come and bring your struggles, your trials, your problems, your heartaches, your heartbreaks. That means you can come and bring Him your sicknesses. That means you can come and bring Him your sins. That means you can come and bring Him everything. Because today, thank God, His arms are open. And if you'll cast your care upon Him, He will take them. And today you can leave here worshiping the Lord for how great our God is. Would you bow your heads for a moment? First and foremost, are you saved? Do you know Christ is your personal Savior? If not, I would ask you today to consider the fact that we're all a sinful, come short. We've all missed the mark. We've all fell and failed. But Jesus, today opens His arm of salvation and says, all that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out. If you don't know you're saved today, I won't embarrass you. I'll pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure if I am or not. Keep me in your prayers. Just keep me in your prayers. Stand, just slip your hand up and slip it back down right now. That's all I'm asking you to do. Anyone today? Anyone? Anyone? How many of us today could be more submissive in our worship? How many of us are getting all caught up in this mess of Christmas that doesn't have anything to do with Jesus? Come today and worship Him as we stand to our feet. Father, I pray that, Lord, we will have a submissive heart that will come to worship the King. Have Your will and Your way an invitation today. Draw us, Lord. Help us to seek Emmanuel, God with us today. May You touch today, and I know there are needs in this congregation. And, Lord, You can meet those needs, but they've got to come. Come. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.